Frank Robinson, in 1957 here in Florida, I interviewed you after you had been chosen the Rookie of the Year. Now, five seasons have passed since then. I'm talking to the same Frank Robinson, but now you've been chosen the most valuable player of the entire National League. Now, how does that feel to you?
Well, Cliff, up until this year, 1956 was the greatest thrill of my life, but this past year it topped everything, and I just can't put it in words.
Well, let's go on from there. Looking back over your career in baseball, from the time you broke in with Cincinnati in 1956, is there one event, one day, one something that gave you the greatest amount of satisfaction?
Well, like I say, I think this past year gave me my greatest satisfaction since I've been with the Cincinnati Ball Club. But each year it has been a little extra, and this past year it put the frosting on the cake.
Frank Robinson, 1956, you were chosen Rookie of the Year. In 1957, you were chosen the Sophomore of the Year. In 1958, you were on the Sporting News team, the All-Star team. In 1959, Look magazine put you on its All-American team. In 1960, you led the major leagues in slugging. In 1961, you're the most valuable player in the National League. Now, all these honors and accomplishments, have they come easy?
Well, no, Cliff. Each year it takes a little bit harder work, and you try to improve on the year before, and you feel like you can improve on certain things, then it takes hard work, and hasn't any of them come easy.
Well, Frank, you're a baseball player. I'm closer to players than people in stands, true, but you're the player and I'm an onlooker. When you say that it comes harder, could you spell that out for us?
Well, yes. Each year it's more and more young fellows and more fellows in trades coming over. Each position, it takes a little more to hold your job. You have to work a little harder. You have to improve up on the year before. And like it's more young kids, good young kids coming into the game today. And it takes a little extra to hold on to your job.
Frank, is it possible to work harder? Well, how do you work harder? I've seen you, Frank. You know, you have that that beautiful movement when you run, and of course, when I say beautiful batter, I mean your rhythm and grace is all there. And I know that on the field you work, and I see the sweat pouring out. But how can you work harder one year than the year before?
Well, like I say, Cliff, the year before is gone by, and you sit down over the winter and you think about what you could have done or what can you do to improve yourself the year coming up. And when you get around the spring training, you work on those points. You work on the same ones that you did last year, but you work a little harder on the ones you think you should improve on.
Of course, it's difficult from the outside looking in to wonder how a man who's so close to perfection can improve, but you've proven that you can. Frank, you said something before in passing about the younger people coming up. You're only 26 years of age. Do you really feel that they're younger or threatening you, your position, or what?
Well, yes, I do. And the day that I don't, I think I feel like I'll relax a little bit. And I don't want to relax. I feel like I want to tell myself each year I have to work to earn a job, although I don't really. But I want to feel that way. That'd make myself put out a little extra and work a little harder.
In other words, you want to make sure that there is an incentive. You want to make sure there's a goal to point to. Otherwise, you're afraid that you might become a little too satisfied and smug and slip back a little.
That's right.
Frank Robinson, you're a baseball star in every sense of the word. Now, people, well, you know, they like to shake your hand. They like to be with you. They seek your autograph. Does a baseball star have a responsibility to the community?
Yes, definitely so. I think about 75% of your life belongs to the people, even the community. Like you say, you have to go around boys club and things and meet people on the streets. You have to shake their hands, talk to them, and I don't mind it a bit, because those are the people that come out to the ballpark, cheer for you and pull for you and want you to do better, and they are your friends, really.
Does it ever become a chore?
No, when it does, it's time to get out of the game.
When you broke into organized baseball, you were an infielder, and at one time or another here with the Cincinnati Reds, I recall all the recent years, you've played first base. Now, I know you prefer the outfield. Why?
Well, like I said, when I was in the high school and even sandlot ball, I played the outfield more than I did the infield. I did play the infield in high school my last 3 years, but I feel more at home. I feel like I can do a better job out there, and it comes natural to me.
When you were in high school on the West Coast, you went to the same high school that Veda Pinson attended, the same high school that Jesse Gonder attended, both your teammates. Did you know either or both of them in high school?
Yes, I did. I was 3 years ahead of Veda. He was still in junior high when I graduated. He was coming into high school, but I did know him. I mean, we played some sandlot ball together around there in Oakland. But Jesse, we played on the same high school team.
Mm. Frank, as a measure of guidance to the youngsters listening in, would you mind, what advice can you give a little leaguer about hitting?
About hitting? Well, one thing is, don't try to copy anyone. Be yourself. Get a bat that feels good to you, even though you have to choke up on it. Get your nice, comfortable stance in the batter's box and watch the ball.
Is there any guidance that you can give a little leaguer who wants to play the outfield?
Well, a little hard to say. If you want to play the outfield, I'd say try to be the best. Work on the ground balls, throws, and make sure, work on throwing to the right bases and hitting the cutoff, man.
Frank Robinson, you've won so many honors. Let's look ahead. What more than anything else would you like to accomplish in Major League Baseball?
Well, for my own personal goals, I'd like to win the batting championship 1 year before I retire.
Well, I think that's reachable. That isn't asking for very much. Let's look ahead to 1962. Is there any one accomplishment you would like? I'm not asking you to promise. Is there one accomplishment you would like to enjoy for 1962?
Well, like I said, other than the batting crown, which I would like to get in 1962, I think I would settle for the triple crown. But that's just a little harder because there's three categories you have to come on top, and there's a lot of fellas in this league that you have to top in those three to be a winner, most the triple crown. But I'd say I'd like to win the batting crown just 1 year, and 62 I wish it would be the year.
Would you spell out the triple crown? The triple crown is number one in batting average. Take it from there.
RBIs and
that's
home
runs
runs
batted in.
Runs batted in and home runs.
Frank, you've been married only a few months. Would you tell us something about the new Mrs. Robinson? Was she always a baseball fan?
Well, no. She knew very little about baseball when I met her, but she's been working real hard, studying, reading books, asking me all sorts of questions. And right now, I would think that she was professional on the idea of it. She's telling me what to do already, and she just started learning out of the real facts about baseball.
How did you meet her?
Well, a friend introduced me to her after a baseball game out in Los Angeles, and after that, it was all me, and we talked to each other, and we went out together.
And the chemistry was right.
That's right.
Frank, seriously, does she express opinions on baseball to you?
Well, yes. She loves sports, period. She, like I said, she doesn't know very much about them, but she just loves them. We was going out to the basketball games in Cincinnati watching the Royals play, and during halftime, there these little peewees out there playing basketball, and she was cheering harder for them than she was for the Royals.
Well, I love to see the day when Mrs. Frank Robinson would be able to really talk about hitting to her husband, who only happens to be one of baseball's superior hitters. Frank Robinson, each year I say this to you, and I hope I'll say this to you for many more years. All good luck in the season ahead and years to come. This is Cliff Evans reporting.